Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you again for podcast number 39. Today's topic is around babysitting or childcare within groups, both groups in the homes or groups here at the church. And with us is expert on all things childcare, Brandy Johnson. Brandy, tell the folks who you are and what you do for the kingdom here at Grace.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Just like you guys said, I'm Brandy. I am the Grace Kids admin here at the Pickerington campus. I have so many different responsibilities. I get to take care of our first-time families with our check-in process, and then also I lead our prep squad team that takes care of all the different activities. And then also, currently, I coordinate all the babysitting here at the Pickerington campus, and that's real fun, and it keeps me on my toes.
That's a big job.
It's a big job.
And you lead a Grace group.
I do.
And have led many groups over the years. Mm-hmm. So you understand fully the home group as well as the Bible studies that have childcare here at the church. Mm-hmm. You've had experience in both of those settings.
Yes.
So why would you say it's important to have childcare?
Yes, it is extremely important. Have you been around a lot of kids at one time at a birthday party and try to have a conversation? It's hard.
Yes.
So it's definitely necessary. And it looks different for each group. But in order to really have in-depth conversations without many distractions, childcare is for sure a necessity. And especially if possible, having a space for them to be away from the conversation, you know, so that we can have a little bit more vulnerability and privacy, because kids will ask questions later if they hear things. Yeah. They're listening even when you don't think that they're listening. Mm-hmm. So definitely having childcare and a space for them is just incredibly important.
So let's jump right into the things you've seen over the years. What are some of the problems you've seen with, let's start with home groups, Grace groups, and childcare? What are some problems you've seen over the years?
The biggest one that I've seen and that I've experienced is last minute cancellations. It's really hard, especially if you only have one sitter, to find a sitter last minute. And I love our teens, but sometimes they'll tell you 5 minutes before a group starts that they're not coming. Mm-hmm. And so being able to like pivot and to find a solution, a lot of times it does come with sacrifice. From experience, we've had a parent that we'll just miss out on group and they'll go downstairs or wherever the kids are and be the babysitter for the night, which I guess is nice because they do get paid for that. Or they'll say no and save it for the next time. But so last minute cancellations, definitely a big one. And then also payment, making sure like we're collecting money for our sitters because they're giving up their time to be with our kids on a school night or whenever group is happening. So being sure that they're being paid is like definitely important, but also it can cause issues because people don't pay on time.
Yeah, I would imagine that you would promote and believe that there should be one person who's the contact person for the sitters, not just everybody in the group, so that they're managing the payment piece, they're managing communications around timing and which day we're doing it, not doing it, and all those things.
Yeah, so we definitely push ownership in group. We've always done that from the past groups that I've led, even to the group that I'm leading now. Ownership, high ownership, is really important, and it's how a group thrives. And so having a designated person to take payment and to be in contact with the sitters, it just, number one, takes off pressure on the leader. I mean, but sometimes the leader is the one responsible. I've had to do both. But having that person, having one person directly taking over that, I think is really helpful.
Sure. I bet the leaders listening to this would be all for someone else
of course
taking that role, just like we want someone else to take the community outreach piece and somebody else to take the prayer piece and the fun scheduler and all those things, right?
I think it's important, too, for the leaders listening to make sure as you're planning out your semester to text the sitter and let them know, like, these are the nights we're having group, are the nights we're not having group.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't randomly show up on a night you don't have it, or you're not doing the week-to-week text with them. Brandy, talk to us for a second about how we go about finding childcare for groups, mm-hmm. and how many sitters do you recommend each group having? Like, is there a certain ratio mm-hmm. they should look for? Mm-hmm. What does it look like?
Great question. So, number one, I would definitely say, as far as ratio, because that's most important, if you have a lot of babies, so if we have kids under 18 months, I would definitely say having two, mm-hmm. if that seems to be the majority, 2 to 3, actually, just because we know our toddlers can get very fussy. They just need a lot of attention. So I would say between 2 to 3, if you have a lot of babies. Now, if you have a lot of school age kids, because the school age kids, you're just kind of making sure they're not harming each other or harming furniture and jumping off of walls and all that. So I would say between 1 to 2. There are some teens that are just very responsible and they can handle a lot more. So also knowing your sitter, which goes to the next point of, how do you find sitters? I believe it's who you know. We know a lot of teenagers. We know even young adults who are always looking for extra jobs and extra money. So going for people that, you know, ask your group, what teens do you know? Who do you use for sitters? I know a lot of us use our parents, but there are some of us who have teens that we use. So asking just around your group, and then also just asking in your church. There's so many teens that go here and, again, that are looking for extra money. So just looking for those kids and just randomly going up, hey, how do you feel about babysitting?
Sure. So you would say, call the church, you know, ask for the leaders of HSM who are dealing with high schoolers.
Yes.
You know,
for sure. And if that doesn't work, I mean, I've used Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook is a very helpful tool. Of course, vet your babysitters, have a conversation. If you've never met this person before, like, you know, have like a conversation or meet them at the church, whatever, you know, works. But I've definitely used Facebook and it's definitely been successful.
I think another great thing too is, you know, the people that serve in Grace Kids on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So, like, if, you know, you're sending your kid into the orange room every week and you realize they have a connection with one of the high schoolers mm-hmm. in there, maybe even asking them, like, hey, mm-hmm. have you ever thought about babysitting for Grace Group?
Yep.
Just some of those relationships of the people that you meet throughout the weekends exactly. while you're here at Grace.
Mm-hmm. And they're always more willing to do it. Actually, just one of our volunteers, I was actually two volunteers, but one of them was a teen. She just asked her if she could babysit. So yeah,
that's awesome.
And they're always willing.
Yeah. Brandy, what are some other things you've seen around babysitting or childcare from group life that is, you know, we should address?
Paying your sitters on time.
Okay, that's fair. Sure.
Yes. Highlight, exclamation point, underline. It's very important to make sure that you're paying your sitters on time. What our group did, just because we want to protect, you know, our babysitter and make sure we're honoring them with mm-hmm. their time, is that we collect in the beginning of the month. I've heard some people do, like, you know, they break it up into 3 months. I know we have that option, but we just never, paying by the week or like sending in your money by the week is just tricky, just because things come up and then you're not there, but a babysitter needs to be paid.
Yeah.
We, in our group, we pay our sitters weekly, but we charge our families monthly.
Well, so you have the money ahead of time.
Yes, because we want to make sure they're being paid by the week. There are times, like I said, where a sitter won't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, like, paying them monthly makes it a little bit hard, because then they end up owing us for a week. So just having the money for our sitters weekly, but then also having our families pay monthly mm-hmm. is very helpful.
Yeah. Well, Brandy, thanks so much for walking across the hall.
Of course, anytime.
And spending time with us talking about childcare within group life. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to hit all aspects of group life over mm-hmm. time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them, right?
Yes.
And it's an important one. And to be honest, we have to get it right.
Right. Yep.
Right? All right. So group leaders, take something you've heard Brandy say, some nuggets, and put them into place into your group this week. Thank you.